this is in crinkulin, is it not? I wonder what Paul got at the vending machine.
I don't know. He was trying to get one vending machine to work, and it wouldn't. So then he tried a different vending machine, and it's TBD if that one produces anything for him.
I had actually a violent moment with the vending machine. It reminds me, we talked yesterday about Larry David yelling at the GPS lady in his car.
Yes.
Calling her the worst words imaginable and yelling at the GPS lady. I've actually yelled at the vending machine here. They don't take.
I just got done doing that.
I know. He was telling me the one down the hall has a credit card thing on it. It never takes a credit card.
It never works.
Well, then, what's the point of these modern, you know, avant-garde vending machines when they don't work?
We had the old school.
I like to dump quarters and didn't get what I want.
We had the old school vending machines before and they were good. Then we put these newfangled ones in. They never work. The credit card part of it never works. Then there's times when it's you got to have exact change. Then there's times when the whole thing is offline, so it's not working.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
I was down there arguing and yelling at it right now, both of them.
I mean, what are we doing here, City Limits? We have a guy come in every week to fill the vending machines and apparently like adjust them or fix them.
Who?
And every time I go to it, it doesn't work.
It shouldn't be this hard. Like that should just
it
accept
be
the
this
card,
hard.
Read the card, and go.
There should be a slot that you dump quarters in, and then stuff comes out at the bottom.
If that happens, we should get a discount from the vending machine.
I agree.
If there's a malfunction.
Free. So you went to two of them. Did you get anything?
Both of them.
Did
yeah,
you come
I did.
Home
I was
with a
able
treat?
To get bugles.
Bugles. Do you guys like bugles back
I
there?
Do like
That's
bugles.
Old school.
That's old school.
IT,
like
thoughts on bugles?
Bugles?
But I wanted,
no,
no,
he just
not
shook
a bugle
his head.
Guy.
Yeah.
I wanted the Chex party mix.
Yeah.
But in that machine over there, it wasn't taking, the credit card machine wasn't working.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted a Clif Bar, and some note
right.
on there said not taking cards.
Yes,
so I tried
whatever.
To do something else.
Yeah. So I had to go, I went to one, it wasn't working. I went to the other, it wasn't working. By the time I got back to the other one, it was back online.
If we smash one of them, are we fired?
Yeah.
Like if we broke the glass, is that automatic
termination?
I don't think
that we'd be able to just walk away with a handshake and be okay.
Right.
I mean, I've come close. I've picked up my fist and you know, made that gesture where you want to punch it.
The old school one, the one night I was working late and for whatever reason I hadn't eaten and I was hungry, you know. So I go down there, put some like quarters and dollars in there. And it eats it.
Eats it.
Right?
Yeah. That's if you wanted to punch it after that, I think that's legitimate. The thing eats your money, you give it a good punch right in the glass.
I got revenge, and here's how I got revenge, because I was like, you know what? I'm so hungry. Fool me once, right? So I stuck more in, okay? And it looked like it was going to teeter on eating it, so I started shaking the thing, right? And next thing you know, a couple of the spirals started spinning, and I had like three bags fall down.
It had a meltdown.
And I had three bags fall down, and then there was two more that were hanging.
Yeah.
I shook it again.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I think I shook this thing up. So then I hit the change thing just to see what happened. And all of a sudden, it was like a slot machine, all these quarters coming out. So I walked down the hall. I think it was Nate, maybe, was my producer or somebody like that. This was, you know, when I was doing late. And I walked back and said, hey, I'm buying today.
I won the lottery.
Machine. So I gave him like three of the bags. I had three bags. Plus, I had like $7 and quarters in my pocket. I said, I beat it.
The vending machine just gave in.
Right.
I am so heartened to hear that story. I'm glad that machine back there got intimidated and embarrassed like that. And you did it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I was so angry. But yeah, I shook the thing all of a sudden.
I wish I had video of you shaking the machine.
I shook it up like that, and all of a sudden the spiral started spinning. Spit not, you know, chips, this, you know.
Greetings and welcome to the machine. The 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19. Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Did you record the... Dr. Dick meltdown that Paul had? Maybe later in the show.
I can play it if you give me about a minute here.
Yeah. And maybe later in the show we'll do that. Here's an interesting little piece by our friend Benzie. We're going to get to the general in just a minute for Starkey's Card of the Week. Who's or what's going on with the Steelers radio play-by-play job. He says it should go to either Sportsnet Pittsburgh's Rob King or Bob Pompiani. This is getting very interesting, Paul, isn't it? That's a very prestigious role. And Benzie said, I've heard that at least one candidate from outside the area is also under consideration. Although he says, for an organization that loves to publicly position itself as one that operates with a family first image and one that values the notion of promoting and retaining talent from within, it would be remarkably hypocritical if the job was given to somebody else after the work that King and Pompiani have done for the club under this umbrella. Thoughts?
Well, Benzie's right. I mean, and that's why, even though there's people from outside the area that might be considered, I would be shocked if it's not one of the two aforementioned candidates.
And Pomp won't tell anybody anything,
no,
as you would expect. I've tried to pry things out of him. It's not working.
I mean, reading the tea leaves, I think it's Rob King, isn't it?
I honestly don't know.
Well, they've had him involved in a lot of stuff, haven't they? I mean, if you look at their minicamp coverage and...
And apparently this job is not going to be like, hey, call the games and go home. It's going to be a lot of ancillary... Is ancillary the right word?
Yeah.
A lot of additional responsibilities, city limits. Did you apply?
No, I've got to the point where I was very close to applying. I got to like the sheet and everything, and then I figured it's probably too late to apply. I probably should have. I know I would have not been under consideration. They're not going to put a 23-year-old kid calling the Steeler games for the next 30 years. It'd be awesome to be able to do that. But
Paul, do you think limits should have applied?
Why not?
Yeah, why not apply?
Send in the tape of you with the West Mifflin game that you called? Or which game did you call that you
played? I have a bunch of – I've done a bunch of high school, obviously, but I've done a bunch of college football games, too, around the area.
You know,
it would have been gigantic.
Wouldn't it be interesting if they hired Jack Hillgrove?
That would be interesting.
Right.
Very, very interesting.
But no, here's the thing. Like, they've had Rob King doing stuff with Missy Matthews. I've seen him doing a number of different things during OTAs, mini camps, whatever. I mean,
how about Josh Rountree? Did he apply?
It could be wrong. I could be wrong. That's actually not a horrible thought.
It's going to be interesting. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms qualifications at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today with a 60% chance of rain overnight. Let's go to the general. It's time for Starkey's card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Jeff Patton runs it. General Patton, we like to call him. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Paul, General, Limits, I'm going to guess Brian Reynolds this week for the epic tear that he's on. What's your guess, Paul?
Conn Smythe, trophy winning Connor McDavid.
That's a great guess.
Should have been Conn Smythe trophy winning Sergei Bobrovsky.
General, how are you, and what's the card or cards of the week?
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you? All great guesses, all had merit, but we're going with Ellie De La Cruz this week. Ellie's been on stage for us, hitting a bomb. Let's hope the rain holds off and they get to play today. Joe, I know you like market research. Ellie is the best-selling baseball card that isn't named Skeens.
At your place or in all of America?
In our place, at least, and most of America. Ellie is... that new phenomenon of athlete, and it's a pretty unique showdown with Ellie De La Cruz along with O'Neal Cruz.
Yeah.
We sell Ellie's like they're going out of style. So we have a Bowman Modern Prospect, and it's a really nice card. It's a graded 10, and the fans are going to line up for this one.
So the fact that Ellie De La Cruz is the second best-selling card in your place behind Skeens, is that indicative of people believing that his cards will be worth a ton of money, or indicative of simply the fact that he's a breathtaking talent?
Both. I think the breathtaking talent leads to potential of the thought that his cards will be very valuable, that he would put up some freakish 50-50 season from the shortstop position, and of cards is projection. Like, and the tools are obviously there.
What do you make
he
of this, Paul?
The game, that's for sure. Yeah. Even when he's not hitting, he changes the game with his speed.
Yeah, he is a lot of fun to watch for sure. He's exciting, and when he hits it, I mean, he's always the threat to be a double or a triple.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, and the kids love him. I think it's the freakish size, the freakish speed, and how many shortstops are there? I guess that's our hope, is that O'Neal is the same thing, that are hitting 450-foot bombs.
Who's in the 40-40 club all time? How many guys have done a 40-40? Acuna? Acuna did it, but he became the first in 17 years. I have it in front of me. Soriano, A-Rod, Bonds,
Canseco
did it.
Yeah.
And no one's done 50-50.
He would have done it a couple of times if he knew it was a big deal.
Who said that?
Mickey Mantle. If he knew it was a big deal, he would have done it a couple times.
I saw where Willie Mays said that, too. He said, I stole bases to try to win games, not for records, that type of thing. But there's never been a 50-50, correct?
Correct.
Paul, do you think this guy will do it?
40-40?
50-50.
No. I don't think he'll hit 50 home runs. I think he can get to 50 stolen. I don't know that he'll ever hit 50 home runs.
That's
a lot of home runs.
That's the tough part.
Yeah.
Although, what's he on pace for this year generally? He has 14. We're not even halfway through. So he's
yeah,
on pace for 30
low 30s probably. Yeah. Low 30s. But there is one extra dynamic there. If you do go 40-40 and you're a shortstop, that's a pretty big upgrade. Most of them are outfielders.
Yeah, and it makes me also wonder about O'Neal Cruz. I mean, he was a guy, and who knows, maybe still will be, that we thought of for 40-40, but that injury, what's he at? He only has 6 steals right now.
Right. Yeah, you have to think that there's a little concern in regards to the injury only being a year away, because Ellie runs reckless, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but he runs all the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you, General. You're a wonderful man.
You guys have a great week.
That's Jeff Patton, Starkey's Card of the Week, Ellie De La Cruz. Your chance to win it comes from going on our website right around this time, Wednesday through Friday. Actually, maybe closer to noon, but we're very flexible with that.